Sandra Lerande, a member of Temagami First Nation, is the 2025 recipient of the Lifetime Artistic Achievement in Dance Honor from the Governor General's Performing Arts Awards. Lerande is a director, producer, choreographer and author, and the executive and artistic director of Red Sky Performance, a company she founded in 2000. Lerande says she's grateful for this latest accolade that acknowledges a lifetime of work, but there's still quite a bit more she still wants to accomplish in her career. "I don't know why they give that to people so young," Lerande jokingly said of the award. She said she has no plans to slow down. "My energy level is good," she said. Lerande's now focused on one of her most ambitious projects to date, titled, She Holds Up the Stars. This project, which is expected to have its world premiere in Toronto in April 2026, will combine dance, life-sized puppetry, theater, storytelling, visual screen design, and orchestral music. The project was commissioned by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, Vancouver Symphony Orchestra and To Live. "It is the next big project," Lerande said. "We're just teeing that up." Lerande will also be creating and producing a new dance documentary as well as a new dance work which will enjoy its world premiere at Canadian Stage in 2027. Her last dance production, Migis, will be on a North American tour in the fall of 2026. She Holds Up the Stars is actually an adaptation of the novel she released in 2022. The novel is described as a powerful story of reconciliation and the interwoven threads that tie us to family, to the land, and our own sense of self. "That's pretty exciting to see my novel move to stage," Lerande said. "Of course, I get to adapt it so it's not going to be exactly like the novel. I think there's more interesting ways to adapt something for the stage. That will be really fascinating to see." She Holds Up the Stars will be an ambitious venture, said Lerande. "I've never worked with life-sized puppets before, which the horse and the puppy and a few other creatures will be," she said. "And then we'll have actors. It will be very multidisciplinary in our usual trademark sense." Lerande will have to spearhead the puppetry, which will include having three people inside a horse to make it move around. The project will also feature all new music. "That's going to be taking up a good part of my time in terms of artistic projects," Lerande said of her 2025 and early 2026 work schedules. Lerande will be presented with her Governor General's Award at a ceremony scheduled for June 14 at the National Arts Centre in Ottawa. See, Temagami Artist Receives Order of Ontario. And, Temagami First Nation Arts Leader Wins Inspire Award. "It's a huge recognition," Lerande said. "I mean, you can't get a higher recognition than that in Canada in terms of the Governor General's Performing Arts Award." Though the award was just announced last week, Lerande said she has known about it for almost a full year. "It came as a complete surprise to me when they called and told me I was getting this award," she said. "And then to keep it under wraps for almost pretty much a year, that was really exciting to receive that call." Lerande wondered how well she could keep her news a secret. "I couldn't tell anybody," she said. "I only told my mother. And they said, 'Wow, I'm impressed.' You didn't tell people. It's more exciting to do it the right way. Sometimes I was tempted to tell others. But I didn't." The Governor General's Performing Arts Awards have been handed out annually since 1992. There are 5 Lifetime Achievement Awards presented each year. Besides the dance category, 4 other recipients are also chosen. Those categories are for stages, classical music, popular music and screens and voices. Lerande will receive her award from Mary Simon, the first Indigenous person to serve as Canada's Governor General. "I think that just makes it extremely special," Lerande said. She had previously received the Governor General's Meritorious Service Cross in 2018. This award annually recognizes Canadians for exceptional deeds that bring honor to the country. Lerande has been involved in numerous productions over the years. "They're all so different," she said. "Our very first piece that put us on the world map and is still very dear to my heart is a show called Tono. That really was a very special time that elevated us to the world stages. Tono was a dance and live music creation that connected the indigenous cultures of Canada, Mongolia, and China. It had its world premiere in 2008 in Banff, Alta. It was also performed at a premiere of the Beijing Cultural Olympiad in 2008 and at the Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad. That project was so special because of the talent and the cast and the crew. We were like a family with that work. When you put together awesome teams, which I love doing, when you've really got it right, it is so exciting when that happens because people invest their whole heart into the project. And by doing that, it has more energy. And when it has more energy, there's more people interested in it, and it goes out into the world in a very different way, LaRonde said. Sam Lascaris is a local journalism initiative reporter with Windspeaker.com. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.